News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Fascinating story in the Irish Times today. Prosecution for littering offences is ineffective and inadequate in Ireland. New research showing fewer than half of littering fines are being paid. Well, the people behind that research, Mindy O'Brien of Voice, joins us now. Mindy, it's really shocking stuff in this.
Yes, Shane. We work in the waste area. We speak a lot about waste, and we determined that there was a real lack of information on the amount of litter that we are producing, but we also did a request to all the local authorities who have the responsibility over our litter collection and asked them, you know, how much are you spending and how much are you receiving and how much are you spending on prosecutions and how many fines to see if you're getting good, you know, bang for the buck. Are you getting enough results from the money you're investing? And we found, unfortunately, they're not.
Like the level of unpaid fines is really quite stark. I mean, it's bad enough you dump rubbish. You then get fined, and then half the people are getting away without paying that fine.
Yeah, and the thing is that I feel badly for the local authorities because people say, I'm not paying the fine. Then they issue a letter, and they say, we're still not coming in. And when they actually prosecute, they get, you know, maybe a judgment of 300 euros, but it costs them 600 euros or more to bring the case.
Mindy, is that actually the case? Because I saw the average figure there for fine. I think it was a 336 euros, 386 euro. Now, what I wasn't sure about, like, does that include people who are dropping a crisp bag? Are people who are driving a van and dumping rubbish in my back lane in Phibsborough or up in the Wicklow Mountains, are they getting fines of that? That's
no, that would be an average. But also, as we said in the report, the data is really scarce. It's hard. It's spotty around the different local authorities. And we're calling on the government to say, we need a much better standardized system of understanding how much we're spending, what's coming in, because some authorities are very good, some are not very good. We had, of the 31 local authorities that responded, that we set the request to, we had 29 respond, but only 18 who gave us the detailed information. But also, they couldn't differentiate between street sweepings and litter and prosecution. So it's all kind of put into one fund. So we need a better breakout of the funds and the money that's going out to understand where the money is going.
Are we, as a state, as a country, and I know you're saying you feel sorry for local authorities, and I understand where you're coming from there, but do we take this issue seriously enough? Does the government take this issue seriously enough?
Well, I know that last year they put $1 million in place for litter activities, litter prevention activities and monitoring, and I know they're trying to do more.
That's $1 million across, you know, 26 counties, isn't it? So,
it's not a huge amount. This year is $2 million. But also we have to look at efforts. Instead of always looking at the back end, we need to look at stopping the tap, you know, putting a stop to the single-use plastics that we're using that's ending up as litter. So we need to look at initiatives to prevent the waste being created in the first place.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that is important. Mm-hmm. But that is not going to stop people dumping nappies down my back lane.
Well, I know in Singapore, they make, you know, once you have a litter fine, you're out there picking up litter. You have your high-vis, you know,
brilliant idea,
jumpsuit out, and you're out there picking
and
up litter.
And naming and shaming. I mean, I know, yep. Dublin City Council tried to do this, and this bloody nonsense of data protection came into play. I'm sorry, I actually think you lose the right to data protection if you start dumping bags of rubbish somewhere.
I agree. And we really need to make a show of them, really, to say this is not acceptable in our civilization, in our society. It's not acceptable.
Okay, Mindy, great piece of research. Thanks indeed for joining us. Mindy O'Brien, coordinator of Voice.